You're listening to SBS News.
At an underground facility just outside the city of Qom, Iran began enriching its uranium to 20% purity this morning. The move was expected, coming just weeks after the Iranian parliament passed a new law requiring at least 120 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium to be stored annually for what it is calling peaceful purposes. The law was introduced after the country's top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, was assassinated last November, Iranian leaders accusing Israel of orchestrating his death. The government made the announcement today via state television.
The government spokesman announced that the process of injecting gas to centrifuges for 20% enrichment has begun. He said in a few hours, the first product of UF6 at this level of enrichment will be produced. According to the government spokesman, the president had ordered 20% enrichment over the last few days.
The move is in direct breach of the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, better known as the Iran nuclear deal, with the US, UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. The deal only allows uranium to be enriched to 3.67% purity, a level that allows the uranium to be converted to fuel for nuclear power plants. A purity of 90% is needed to make nuclear weapons. But the reason 20% enrichment is significant is, at that point, only very little effort is needed to further enrich the uranium to the 90% needed to render it weapons grade. European Commission spokesman Peter Stano says the move is one of the most significant steps away from the commitments Iran made in 2015.
I would say that if this announcement is going to be implemented, the announcement by the Iranian authorities, it would constitute a considerable departure from Iran's nuclear commitments under the JCPOA with serious nuclear non-proliferation implications. Now, let me recall also the importance of avoiding any steps that could undermine the preservation of the nuclear deal. And here I would like to recall all the previous statements by all the participants of the JCPOA that they are interested in keeping this deal alive. And the deal will be kept alive as long as all the participants deliver on their obligations.
But Iran is not the first country to break its nuclear deal commitments. US President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018 when he announced the US would reimpose sanctions on Iran's oil sector, sanctions that were in direct breach of the deal. Up until that point, there was no evidence to suggest that Iran had breached the deal. However, the following year, Iran began reducing its commitments under the deal in relation to uranium enrichment. Then, when Iran's top military leader, Qasem Soleimani, was assassinated by the US last January, Iran declared it would suspend its enrichment commitments altogether. In a tweet on Tuesday, Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, implied Iran would stop enriching uranium at high levels when other countries began honouring their own commitments under the deal.
We resume 20% enrichment as legislated by our parliament. The International Atomic Energy Agency has been duly notified. Our remedial action conforms fully with paragraph 36 of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action after years of non-compliance by several other Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action participants. Our measures are fully reversible upon full compliance by all.
Israel, an enemy state of Iran, was quick to condemn Tehran's decision to ramp up enrichment. Responding to the developments, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran of seeking to build an atomic bomb, a claim Iran has always denied.
Iran has announced that it will raise the uranium enrichment level and will advance the industrial ability to enrich uranium underground. This is a gross and total violation of its commitments. There is no other explanation, except for the continued realization of Iran's intention to manufacture nuclear weapons. I reiterate, Israel will not allow Iran to manufacture nuclear weapons.
But analysts do not believe this development necessarily means Iran is committed to developing nuclear weapons. Abbas Aslani from the Center for Middle East Strategic Studies says Iran is likely trying to maximize its leverage so that when US President-elect Joe Biden enters office in 2 weeks' time, they have something to negotiate on.
I think there is chance because Iran has clearly said that if the other parties to the nuclear deal, including the Europeans, and in case if the United States returns to the deal, if they return into full compliance, Iran will do the same in a very short time.
The move to ramp up enrichment is the latest in a string of recent events that have seen Iran's relationship with some foreign powers deteriorate further. This week, the country's political and military leaders revived calls for revenge against the US on the first anniversary of Qasem Soleimani's death. And also on Tuesday, Iran's navy seized a South Korean tanker in the Gulf and detained its crew, accusing them of spilling harmful chemicals into the Gulf. But the incident comes amid heightened tension between Tehran and Seoul over billions in Iranian funds that have been frozen in South Korean banks as part of the US's ongoing sanctions. Claudia Farhat, SBS News.